Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. Second hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes from right now like we always do. Back into a couple different Falcons minicamp / grab bag questions in about 20 minutes. The back page with Bo as well. One other thing to remind you of, if you did not know, the U.S. Open is happening this week. U.S. Open week is here, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home for major championship coverage in Atlanta. Stay tuned all week long for live leaderboard updates from Oakmont in Pennsylvania. Brought to you by Georgia Hemp Company. Check out our new locations by Trajan Wealth, your local trusted fiduciary advisors, by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views, by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta, open to everyone, and by Humberto Injury Law. When it's game time and winning is the only option, that's the U.S. Open this week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The BT Awards last night. That's what I just saw the snippets on the Twitter thing. And there's two things that people need to know. One, Luda got bars for days. Mm-hmm. They had a clip of him like recreating the basement, and he was spit. There will never not be a funny interaction with anybody and not be funny than having Stevie Wonder around. Stevie Wonder and Jamie Foxx yesterday, and I was like, Jamie, don't do it. Don't do it. And he had to just mess with Stevie because people still think Stevie can see, and it was pretty damn funny and everything like that. But, yeah, is Kai Cenat and Drewski supposed to say the culture or something? It's just too much of them. Too much of them. Just like how they were, like, loading Kevin Hart onto us.
Uh-huh.
They're loading them too. Just like, okay.
They kept talking about
just
the culture?
Kept going to it. No, I'm just saying they're trying to carry a show, and you're like,
Okay.
Like every damn break.
Oh, they hosted it?
No, they were just every damn where. Oh. So I was like, why are y'all in every damn clip?
Like, well, they're trying to be young. Trying to appeal to the youngsters. Stevie Wonder and Jamie Foxx are for us.
Yeah. Then why you got to keep going to them?
Kai Cenat and Drewski are for the youngins.
Well, anybody listening?
As if there's anyone young watching the BET Awards.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't know any old people that were watching the BET Awards.
People that I follow on Twitter were watching it because they were tweeting about it.
I was like, damn. I
won't say they're old people.
I was like,
but,
I can just sit here and watch this. I already know what's going to happen. Kevin's going to go overboard with some of the jokes. Uh-huh. Let me talk about the people and all that, uh-huh. Which is going to be get some of the reacts that you saw like, yeah, when the damn joke, all right, when the joke. I know my man Snoop Dogg was gonna be there looking fly.
Sure,
obviously, the tribute to Jamie was really cool. But like I said, when they put out Luda, because I'm a big fan of Luda. T.I. was sharp.
Sure,
Lil Wayne after he got rid of the first song and sang a song that everybody likes was real cool.
Good.
And then it was like, I saw other clips. I'm like, I don't know these people.
Right, but that's all for us.
Yeah, yeah. But like, that's why I was like, okay. He's like, well, Ruby Rose, one of them rubies. Or Reds or whatever, tore the house down. I was like, I ain't never heard that before. I was like, so obviously you got to figure out a way to.
Yeah, something for everybody.
Something for everybody, because when T.I. was in, everybody was whooping and hollering. Then when them young jits came on and all the all the vets.
Well, they don't hoop and holler.
Yeah,
young people don't hoop.
They don't
and hoop holler.
They tweet, videotape.
Or they don't tweet. Yeah. They TikTok. And
they TikTok like. And like. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. Well, you know, I guess you gotta have some for everybody.
Right. That's what it is. The hard part is when you try to have something for everybody, you kind of have nothing for everybody also.
Yeah.
Because then it's just too much. Like kind of got to pick a lane. And look, I don't know what the lane is. Do people even watch music on TV anymore?
No.
Like, so I'm glad they're still giving awards
out. Yeah, man. I mean.
So, like, they're doing, like, Lifetime Achievement Awards for Jamie Foxx.
I think so. He got some kind of award. He was crying.
He's too young for that.
But this dude is the.
I'm too young for Jamie Foxx to get a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Is there been a more talented person in this guy?
He's very talented.
This dude is awesome.
Very talented. But in my mind, Jamie Foxx is like 32.
No, Jamie's always.
I know he's not.
But the Stevie Wonder part of it, I was like, Jamie, don't do it. And he had to do the Stevie, messing with Steve. Stevie, like, oh, he saw what he did, right? And then I was like, come on, man. No, he didn't see what he did.
You know what I saw that's happening in, like, college kids? Because I don't know if you did this when you were in college, but, like, I'm sure you've heard of it. Like, people would do – they would have, like, 80s-themed parties when I was in school. They're doing early 2000s-themed parties.
Get the hell out of here.
Because that's what the – it's the 80s to them.
Get all the way the hell – what is a 20s – theme.
Like, say you're doing like a 2000, because 2005, right?
What's a 2005?
That's 20 years ago.
Theme party.
I don't know. G-Unit?
Like, are you serious?
Twista.
Like,
Twista.
Like, okay, yeah, we're talking about
Ludacris.
Okay, the music, fine. That's cool.
How do you decorate for it?
Thank you. How do you decorate for it? I had an 80s party.
I don't know, like stunner shades.
Yeah, but no, I had an 80s party and it was awesome and we did a great job with all the theme and everything.
Right,
because like
you
that.
Wear 80s gear.
Yeah.
Right?
What the hell? Like
I'm trying to think.
05, because that's when I was popping.
You'd wear like a large oversized jersey.
05 I was popping.
And it would match like a headband.
I never ever.
Maybe you'd wear two headbands.
I never wore the headband ever. Like one time. I said one time and then I was just like, I can't deal with
it. You get one of those tight fitting, almost like sports bra looking G Unit tank tops.
Did you want it one day?
No, I never. I was like, oh, those look cool.
I
knew better.
I had one.
I knew that wasn't my lane.
Yes, I had a black one.
But yeah.
Sean John Valeri suit.
Sure, yeah. That would be perfect.
Okay.
Was that the Ed Hardy Affliction era?
Right, no, that was seven.
That was a seven?
Yeah, because I was one of
those
guys,
so not far
too.
Off.
Right, yeah,
not
one of guys, too.
Right, because then you might have, like, you know, wear, like, a too tight, like, Hollister polo shirt or something like that. You know, for the whites. But I saw that they're doing it. I saw it on the internet. They're doing early 2000s-themed college parties.
You're
and I was like, well, that means I'm old. I wear Birkenstocks today.
I wish my child would come up to me and say that. I'll slap them
Let
in
me borrow
face.
Some of your
I
old
would slap
clothes.
Them in their face, man. I really, really would. Because I know it's, you know, I'm a pack rat, so it's.
You have it.
It's probably a couple of Fliction shirts up in that attic.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure. Or some Ed Hardy. Well,
That'll be perfect for a theme party in about 2 years.
I was an Ed Hardy guy. Yes. Leather jacket, hats. What was the trucker hat that we used to like?
Von Dutch. When you get invited
Von
to an 07 theme
Dutch.
Party, you're going to have all the old artifacts.
Von damn Dutch.
It is wild to feel like your childhood is being treated as an artifact.
Damn.
It's like, dang,
but
I guess it was 20 years ago.
I want no child
It was 25
in.
Years ago.
I want the child's popping then.
Okay. We all thought we were popping.
Yeah, popping then.
And now they're dressing up like us. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
Slap one of my name out.
NFL No Huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. Falcons mandatory minicamp underway. Kirk Cousins is there to no one's surprise.
Yep. Raheem, sitting in the front row.
Sitting in the front row,
yes.
According to Raheem.
Raw quarterback sit.
Nothing awkward about it. Raheem's there to support Michael Penix, and that's that. All right. Fine with me. He did say that they're going to treat Caleb McGarry with a lot of caution as well.
Yes.
Undisclosed injury. They don't have to tell us about injuries right now.
Same thing with Kyle.
Same thing with Kyle. Now, we found out it was Kyle's foot. Yeah. I assume now that this is out there, someone will do some digging and we'll find out what it is with Caleb as well.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, not great. Don't know why he comes in with that, but hopefully it's no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's it's to be made a big deal right now because it is June. And, you know, if something holds on and he's had to sit out a lot of training camp and then his availability for the season in question, then you'll start, like, wondering why. But right now, I just don't think it's a big deal.
It is just kind of funny, though, that the two guys that are in that category are two guys that don't have benefit of the doubt.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
That is true.
Like, if it was Jake Matthews, we'd be like, all right, Jake Matthews would be fine.
Yeah.
He never misses a game.
Right.
But it's Caleb McGarry who has been banged up a little bit.
Yes.
And, you know, we have trust issues with a little bit in the pass protection.
Yes.
So, it's you know, if it was Drake London and – Jake Matthews, it would be a lot different.
Oh,
than
that'd be all right.
Kyle Pitts and Caleb McGarry.
Yeah, that'd be all right. That's how it would be. But no, I don't think it's a big deal. Everybody's in, and you know, you just go from there, and then, like you said, 3 days, and then you're off until training camp. And so, if these guys are where they are as far as being cautiously optimistic or cautiously careful with these guys, then that's going to be one of the things where they're going to stay here in damn rehab. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, no, you can't go back home. No, you can't go on vacation. I mean, need your ass here rehabbing. What is wrong with you and why you're not out here with us right now?
Yeah.
No, get your ass in. Get your ass in the training room. Get your ass in the training room. Let them do whatever they got to do. Ice and stem you up. Do some rehab and get yourself ready for training camp. Basically, that's what I look at.
Okay.
Yeah. We were talking about guys holding out. Obviously, the best two pass rushers, not best two, the two guys with the most sacks in the last 2 years, Hendrickson and Watt are both holding out of training camp. We talked about a Cookie. He decided to go in.
James Cook
decided to go in for whatever reason. To stand around and not do nothing.
Yeah, he's going to hold in.
He's going to hold in.
Yeah, and again, this is what? It's a day and a half.
Yeah.
And then you go back, and then we'll try to get something done before training camp. Yeah. Same thing with Hendrickson and Watt. I would assume they'll get something done with Watt. Yeah. I don't think they'll get anything done with Hendrickson.
I don't either.
I just don't think that they will, and I think that I don't know, it'll get ugly. I mean, it'll get to the point where somebody's got to budge.
Yeah, and they're waiting for him to budge. I think that's the biggest thing, right?
Because it seems like he's not going to.
What the offer they have out there is a blank ton of money. Don't get me wrong. It ain't no bull, but it's not value. It's not the market where he is one of those guys who should be at the top part of the market. So, yeah, that's going to sit out there. And we saw this 3 years ago when TJ got this extension. He was there. He held in. He went through individuals. Then when they went through team drills, he didn't participate.
Yeah, it just that one, they seem like a team that'll get it taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have to pay a lot to get Aaron Rodgers.
Even though they did bring Aaron Rodgers in at their quarterback, so I can't give him too much benefit of the doubt.
Which is plenty of money.
Trevor Lawrence is wearing a little sleeve on his right arm.
Yeah.
Maintenance, dealing with some soreness after throwing so much last week.
Okay.
All right.
That's the same thing was going on with C.J. Stroud also. They said he was going to throw in mini camp. All right. I mean, I'd rather you be cautious now with my arm than during the season, but I'm just finding it weird that, you know, y'all are 20-something years old and you got arm problems.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing. Anthony Richardson is going to be out for a while.
Right.
So,
you say C.J. Stroud too, right?
Yeah, but they just said – I saw Ian Rappaport say that that he was going to do some throwing at their minicamp this week. So,
all right, so nothing to worry about.
I don't think any of it is to worry about. It's just funny to me. That's all. It's just funny.
My thing is just like, you know.
It's just funny.
Trevor Lawrence been a quarterback for a while,
yes.
Right? Like,
yeah. It's just funny.
He knows how much to throw and how much too much might be.
I would think
so. What did he throw, like 1,000 passes on Friday or something? And now his arm's sore on Tuesday?
Again, not a big deal until it's made to be a big deal when the season starts. But
this is one of those things that, like, Trevor Lawrence having a sleeve on, people are going to notice, obviously. And then the coach saying maintenance is something people are going to talk about, obviously.
I'll tell you, and being the funniest thing, the guys like you, media guys, is when you stumble in and you think that the coast is clear. And then, because I had a sprained foot.
Now we're gonna notice everything.
Yeah. Oh no, I had a sprained foot, and I'm thinking the locker room is clocked on. And like when you're like in Vegas, when there's a problem, the guys with the black coats come out
pop out of the walls.
That's how they popped out. What's wrong?
We look at Randy's foot.
Nothing.
This is a new style.
This is nothing right
this
here.
This is the new Reebok.
So somebody offended. Somebody is showing on McGarry.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Now eventually. That it's out there, the insiders will get their fangs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The most interesting holdout is Terry McLaurin because he wants him a new contract, which he deserves. Give him his money, and you said it perfectly, while you still got a rookie contract quarterback.
All right, so here's Choose Your Own Adventure. We've got Falcons minicamp grab bag coming up next, which we can do,
okay,
and we'll do with gusto, and it'll be a world-class segment if we do it. Or Zach Lowe suggested that Trae Young should take less than the max, and we can play you that and talk about the Hawks offseason as well.
How about that?
You want to do that one?
Let's do that.
All right, let's hear Zach Lowe.
We just talked about a whole bunch of Falcons. Abe?
I thought we did.
Yeah, we did.
I thought we did. We'll come back and do the Zach Lowe suggesting Trae take less money stuff after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.